Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the next episode of the Frisco Report. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage this week. Myself and Mike, you ready for the draft, baby? It's draft week. Let's do this.
It's draft week, man. I'm excited, Joe. The time has come, and it's time to talk. It's time to talk, man. It's time to talk walk-to-walk right here.
Yeah, we've been talking about this all week on your channel, my channel. We've been tweeting it. This is the definitive final mock draft of the Frisco Report. We got some interesting mocks here for you guys, and you're going to want to stay tuned and listen to all of our picks here, why we're taking them, where we're taking them, and what kind of moves we're making. All right, guys, so without further ado, Mike. Okay, guys, well, first, this is what we're going to do, right, Mike? We're going to, each one of us are going to give our pick for the round. So I'll do our pick in the first, and then Mike, he'll turn around and do his pick, and we'll discuss, you know, the prospects as we go along. All right. So, anything else you wanna say, Mike, before we get this mock draft going?
No, but if you haven't checked out the Dallas Cowboy press conference, I suggest you go watch that after this show.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good little insight. Take some of it with a grain of salt, but you know, also you do want to take a listen to some of it. Very interesting stuff. Also a preview of the quality. I think you'll get a little bit of a preview there, so we'll see, man. We'll see how it looks. But without further ado, guys, the first round, the Cowboys, number 17th pick in the first round in my mock draft, there's a trade. The Vikings have made a trade with the Cowboys. We are now drafting 22. The Vikings have taken our pick. In doing so, we're picking up a third round pick. We're picking up the Vikings number 89 pick. All right. So Cowboys are on the clock. Number 22 pick with the Vikings. They are taking the man of the day, man. AJ Terrell, cornerback, Clemson. All right. Mike, first off, what's your thoughts on this pick here, this trade? What do you think of it?
It's funny because I got, I think it's a great move. AJ Terrell, we've been talking about AJ Terrell a lot here on this show, the Frisco Report. A lot of guys had him graded second, third round guys. AJ Terrell's stock has went way up, Joe. I like the trade. You move back. I'm sure you got some equity from the Minnesota Vikings from doing that. I thought it was a great move. What's your thoughts on it? You drafted him.
Yeah, so, you know, I just like you said, we've been on top of this. Even you actually were one of the first that, you know, brought the name up in one of our, I believe, our first one, you know, our sneak peek to the draft. And, you know, everybody caught up to it. Really. I mean, the stock has gone up, like you said, but, you know, he's got the size and length, the speed. Cowboys have a lot of interest in him. Fans are grumbling that at 17, he's too high. At 22, they'll probably stay. He's still too high. What fans need to get over is the Cowboys, they grade these players way different than we do, man. They really do. You know, and if that's where they have him graded, that's where he's going to go. And for me, they still get their guy, and they pick up a third with the Vikings.
That's a good move, Joe. That move.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and reveal your pick, Mike. Who are you going with?
With the 17th pick in the 2020 draft, the Dallas Cowboys draft AJ Terrell, cornerback, Clemson, Joe. Like I said, I like this guy. 6'1", 190 pounds. You want to talk about man coverage? AJ Terrell can get you some man coverage. You know, there's an NFL free agent out there, and Dre Kirkpatrick. There's a lot of comparison to that NFL vet. You cannot go wrong with a guy that, number one, doesn't have any red flags. And, you know, one thing about AJ Terrell, he can make business decisions when it comes to tackling. But I promise you, as humble as AJ Terrell plays on that gridiron, those business decisions are no longer a thought in his mind. AJ Terrell can go make some tackles for you if he needed to.
Yeah, and just like we've been saying, it is a very viable pick. You know, I definitely could see that being the pick, and I'm totally fine with it. You know, as far as making the business decisions, yeah, he does do some of that, but so did Byron Jones. You know, so as long as you can do if you're good in coverage and you handle it for the most part, you know, some of these things can be forgiven. All right. So
exactly.
Good pick. Good pick. Moving on to the second round. I'm staying put here at number 51. The Cowboys are taking the edge rusher, Josh Uche, out of Michigan. All right. So what we have here is your designated pass rusher. You know, this is a new term. The Cowboys have been kind of floating out there here in recent days, the DPR. You know, not necessarily your traditional defensive end, but you know, they're going to have packages. And if you want to, you know, if you want to scheme it up, he would be that designated pass rusher, and he's good at it. You know, Cowboys are looking at the designated pass rusher as guys that that's their sole purpose. They're going to pin their ears back, rush the quarterback. And Josh Uche, I think he fits that bill there, Mike.
Absolutely. 6'1", 245 pounds. He can go get you a couple of sacks. He got 18 bench reps there at the NFL Combine. Didn't participate as much as everyone thought he would. But I like it. He plays with strength. He plays with speed. Uche from Michigan, Joe. A Wolverine. I like that pick.
There we go. And now, Mike, let's see who you got in the second round.
In the second round, 51 overall, the Dallas Cowboys select Ross Blacklock out of Texas Christian University, guys. So with him, Joe, the Cowboys met with him at the Combine. 6'3", 290 pounds. Give me a Baconator. Blacklock can be that Baconator. And learning behind guys like Gerald McCoy, DeMarcus Lawrence, Dontarian Poe, this guy is set up for success. And if you want to kick Antoine Woods out of the picture, Blacklock is your guy to kick him out of the picture.
I really like that pick, actually. You know, Ross Blacklock, you know, they met with him throughout the process. He had a really good Senior Bowl combine interview, went good. And, you know, I think he definitely is a second-round tackle, you know, defensive tackle. Will he be there at 51? We'll see. But if he's still there, Cowboys take him. I'm happy because, you know, Poe's on a one-year deal, I think. Or what is it, a 1 or 2 year deal?
Yep, a one-year.
One-year deal. So you get the Baconator, a young one. Somebody's going to stick with you for a while, and he plays the run well. He can collapse the pocket. TCU, they've been putting good products out to the NFL. You know, their DBs and defensive line. So I do like that pick, man. I can see it happening.
And what I like about Ross Blacklock, too, Joe, is he don't give up on plays. This guy's motor, down in, down out, he will give you 1,000% effort every play.
That's what you got to have. You got to have that. You can't have these half-measure players that we've kind of been, you know, drafting here in recent years. So you got to have that motor. Got to have it. All right, Mike, moving on to the third round. With the number 82 pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Cowboys select linebacker Logan Wilson out of Wyoming. You know, in earlier mocks, I had him in the fourth, had him in the third. I'm still even kind of iffy if he's going to make it to 82 in the third. I almost feel that to for sure get this guy, you might have to get him in the second. But I'm going with him here in the third round. Logan Wilson, tackling machine, can play all three positions. Very durable, hard-nosed, throwback type of linebacker. He can fill that wheel position and really take over Sean Lee is really what this pick is going to be all about. What's your thought?
Joe, I love it. You've been talking about linebacker since the offseason has started, and you look at all those one-year deals on that side, protecting yourself with a guy like Logan Wilson who can play all three positions, a Wyoming product. He has a high grade. He participated in the entire combine. And one thing I like is that 4.6 speed at that linebacker position. He won't get lost when he has to cover tight ends and stuff. I think that's a great move with Mr. Wilson there.
There we go. What you got, Mike?
With the 82nd pick in the draft, the Dallas Cowboys select safety from Utah, Terrell Burgess, Joe. I love him. I love everything about him. He's physical. He makes great choices in coverage. in man coverage, covering tight ends. He aligns so well on the back end, the communication part of him, his football intelligence on that football field. It's unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another good pick there. I could see them taking him there. I have him as a 2-3, so right in that kill zone. You have him there at 82. Yeah, man, if he's there, that's a hell of a pick for us. You know, like you said, I think he's well rounded. You know, he can, you know, hit you, can be in the box, he can cover. I mean, there's not much not to like about this guy. He's really good. Comes from a good program. You know, these guys,
absolutely.
You know, they keep putting out good quality players into NFL draft. And, you know, Terrell Burgess is just going to be another one of those types of guys. I like that pick, Mike.
Thanks, sir.
Moving on. In my mock draft, I do still have another third round pick here. This is 89. This is what we picked up in the draft with the Vikings. The number 89 pick in the third round from the Vikings in the trade. The center, Tyler Biadasz. Out of Wisconsin, all right? So, the idea has been that Connor McGovern is just going to slide over to the center, take over, and this and that. I don't buy it. I think they still want somebody to beat out Connor Williams at left guard. It's kind of doesn't play as good as you want, a little too finesse for me. I think they want Connor McGovern to beat him out at left guard. So, now we get another Wisconsin man to fill the void from the previous Wisconsin man, Travis Frederick. So, getting Tyler here in that trade, we're going to work. We're going to keep running over people here.
I like it, Joe. 6'4", 314 pounds. You brought up Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a football homegrown state, right next to Texas. I wouldn't say as close to Texas, but it's right next to it, Joe. Everything about this center, this offensive lineman right here, 3-year starter in the Big Ten, that says a lot. And he does well in double teams. So his communication with the other offensive line around him, you got to love it.
Yeah, yeah, that's really what I want. I want that competition, and I feel a lot better, you know, having hopefully McGovern take over left guard. We get our center here, and let's keep going to work. All right, Mike, moving on to the fourth round. With the number 123 pick in the fourth round, the Cowboys select McTelvin Ejim, defensive tackle, Arkansas. All right, so I really like this player, Ejim. He's getting a lot of buzz as we get closer to the draft, moving up draft boards. And Arkansas, you know, I think, you know, obviously there's the connection there with Jerry Jones. But outside of that, he's just a really good quality defensive tackle. You know, we talk about defensive tackle being relatively deep. I think getting Ejim here in the fourth round is where you need to get him. I don't see him going to the fifth, but I'm getting him here. You know, run stuffer and can collapse the pocket as well. Good size. I like him here, Mike. What do you think about this pick here?
6'3", 289 pounds, a good addition to the defensive line that can learn behind some veterans, Joe. This guy right here, I'm with you. Had the powers there. You know, some development. That's why you want those veteran presence there to learn. But as a second string, a rotational player, I like him.
Yes, sir. There we go. And let's go and look at your pick there, Mike.
Yes, sir. KJ Hill, wide receiver, Ohio State. 4'6". I don't know. He did that at the combine. I don't know if that's his real speed. I see somebody that plays faster. The eye test tells me he plays faster than 4'6", Joe.
Yeah.
This is your typical slot wide receiver right here. Route running, his route tree, learning with Amari Cooper, learning with a developed Michael Gallup, and adding Mr. Hill right here to your football team. It's going to be great things.
Yes. Yes, I do like that pick, man. I could see this happening here. You know, you really lock up your slot position there. Give him a look there in the return game. And like you said, he plays a lot faster than he was timed. There's no doubt about that. So I'm not worried about that. He comes from a good program. Ohio State, they put, you know, the receivers are pretty polished coming out. So I feel good about him able to jump in and contribute right out the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you want, especially coming in with the wide receivers you already got. KJ Hill, I think he could fit perfect with this team.
All right, Mike, moving on to the fifth round with the number 164 pick in the 2020 NFL draft. The Cowboys select safety J.R. Reed out of Georgia. And this guy that, and I've kind of just, I just really like this safety out of here. You know, he's got the bloodlines, like I said. I took him in my mock draft for my YouTube channel. And he's still available here. I took him again. And I just think he gives you great leadership, great, you know, skills in the passing game. You know, he has a lot of deflections. He's a finalist of the Jim Thorpe Award, a local product out of Frisco. The bloodlines, you know, his father, his uncle, NFL. So he's been around football his entire life. He knows what it takes to be a professional. And I think you get a good player here. It's a hell of a steal here in the fifth round with J.R. Reed.
I like the Reed pick, Joe. 6'1", 202 pounds. A 4'5", 40, Joe. You cannot go wrong with someone like him. Like you said, you talk about the bloodline. You know, he comes from NFL bloodlines. No, his toughness level to get inside the mix, you know, to take linemen, throw them aside. Reed, he's physical. His pursuit is straight on. He might get a little tunnel vision, but it's there. The willingness is there, and he will not give up on plays. Great pick here.
All right, Mike, and going on to your pick here in the fifth round, who do you have for us, Mike?
Florida Atlantic tight end Harrison Bryant. Yes, the Dallas Cowboys, they got a Bryant, and it ain't Dez. His name's Harrison Bryant, tight end. 6'5", 243 pounds. This guy ran a 4.7 again with Hill. The speed, with the eye test, I see more speed out there. I see route running ability. He's fluid, all-around blocker. The Dallas Cowboys need blocking tight ends. You know, sometimes Schultz gets iffy. Blake Jarwin gets iffy. This right here, Harrison Bryant could come in, block, run routes, pass catch, and he's savvy when it comes to blocking.
Very good. Very good. I love the pick there. He's being mocked. This guy can really go anywhere from the second to, you know, where we're at talking here in the fifth round. I've seen him all over the place. So it's really about who falls in love with this player, who likes his attributes. And I think for him to be there, and you take him here in the fifth round, Mike, I think it's a really good addition to the tight end position. You know, a lot of fans, they grumble. We don't need another tight end. Blake Jarwin, you know, Blake Bell sold, but nah, they're talking to a lot of these players. You know, they've met with them. There's interest there for a reason, guys. So, you know, don't get tunnel vision on positions and players. They're looking at everybody. And I love that pick there, Mike. I think it's a really good weapon for Dak Prescott.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving on to our compensatory pick, the number 179 pick in the NFL draft. The Cowboys make a trade. All right. The Cowboys make a trade, but it's going to be for a player. They're making a trade with the Carolina Panthers to acquire Curtis Samuel, wide receiver. All right. They get a young player here, former running back wideout out of Ohio State. Cowboys are going to get some value here with Curtis Samuel. They make the pick in that trade there, and there's your slot guy. A lot of speed. Curtis Samuel has high-end, elite speed. Feel him there in the slot. Played with Zeke. It's good stuff.
I like it. I like the Curtis Samuel draft. Speed. He could be a compliment back to Tony Pollard and to Ezekiel Elliott. Can't go wrong with that, Joe. I like the trade, too. That was a nice trade.
All right, man. Let me know who you have with that pick, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Joe, I got to go linebacker LSU. Jacob Phillips, 6'3", 229 pounds. He can cover a lot of ground. You know, fitting there. I'm not saying this guy's going to be a Sean Lee. I'm not saying he's going to be Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch. But to learn special teams, this guy right here, Jacob Phillips, he could be that guy, Joe.
Yeah, Jacob Phillips, LSU, I think that's a steal. I think if he's there in the fifth, you get a good player. You know, he was part of that core defense there at LSU. And good linebacker. I could see him going higher, but you get him there in the fifth. Tremendous value. I love that pick, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to the last pick in the seventh round, 231. The Cowboys select cornerback AJ Green out of Oklahoma State. All right. Out of the Big 12. So AJ Green, hell of a corner, you know, but he is getting drafted where he's getting drafted in the late rounds because he does have some issues recognizing the routes, tackling and that kind of thing. He's a really raw player, but has the intangibles and the traits. All right, so you're really investing in the traits here with AJ Green and getting some depth for yourself, protecting yourself, and special teams. You know, I think you and I have addressed a lot of this with this mock draft. You know, getting players that the Cowboys really need on the roster, but the players that can also contribute on special things. I think we've both done really well there, and I think AJ Green here in 231, if still available, will be a hell of a pick for the Cowboys.
I like it. And what I like about AJ Green here is the high point to the football. And it's well timed. You know, some wide receivers, you know, some quarterbacks, they're, you know, when they get up, you know, they're either delayed, big play happens against them, whatever. AJ Green, when he gets up there, he knocks that ball down perfectly. It's great timing. That's one thing I can say about him.
There we go, Mike. And with your final pick in our 2020 Frisco Report final mock draft, who do you have, Mike?
I have Benito Jones, Mississippi defensive tackle. I'm talking about cheeseburgers here. 6'1", 316 pounds. I think this guy right here, there's actually a lot of strengths than there is cons. Benito Jones, I think he has good durability. He plays strong. Yeah, lateral quickness to leverage and range down the line. So, you know, he can go down the line with stunts. I really like Benito Jones out of Mississippi.
Yeah, and the Cowboys met with him at the Combine. I think they like both those Ole Miss guys, you know, Josiah Coatney and Benito Jones. I think they're both on the Cowboys radar. Both of them, I think, are more the late-round guys. So getting him here, putting him in the mix, you throw another big body in there, which we've been needing. You know, they've been beefing it up, and this is another one. Good pick, Mike. Love it.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, that concludes the final mock draft of the draft season for the Frisco Report. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We mixed it up with some trades, gave you guys some more players here to look up before the draft. And really, this is what's going to happen. You know, you will see some familiar names that the Cowboys met with, but they're also going to mix it up. You know, they're going to mix it up with some players that maybe some people haven't been discussing as much and that kind of thing. So be prepared for that. You have any closing ideas here, Mike, on the draft?
No, guys. So the Dallas Cowboys, any of the 30 man visits that the Cowboys held, they picked that player up in the first round. One of the players they met, they picked him up in the first round, with the exception of Morris Claiborne, right? That's the only player that they didn't bring in to meet with. They traded up and got him. You know how his health history went. So look at the players that the Cowboys brought in, or interviewed, excuse me, they can't bring them in anymore, interviewed via Skype or whatever they used, and build your mock drafts off that, because 9 times out of 10, 9.5 times out of 10, the Dallas Cowboys are going to draft somebody they met with.
Yeah, right on. That's exactly what it is, especially these first picks. You know, that probably will be a familiar name, you know. But yeah, you know, and I think the way I attacked it here, the Cowboys in previous drafts, they've really used that fifth round pick to make trades. You know, whether it's whether it's moving down and grabbing some more sixth and seventh round picks, or for a player on somebody else's roster. You know, you heard the rumor of Christian Kirk. You know, it was just some bogus Twitter site kind of put it out there. Some people ran with it. Nobody's really reporting it. But it is something that could happen. You know, maybe not Christian Kirk, but maybe a guy like I put here, Curtis Samuel. He was on the trading block at one point with the Panthers. And Cowboys met with him that year that these guys came out. Curtis Samuel was a 30 visit with the Cowboys. So I think it's an interesting concept, you know, and I can see the Cowboys doing that there.
Yeah. Joe, I got to ask you, though, what's your NFL draft day, day one of the draft meal? I got to ask you that.
Oh, it's got to be wings, man. It's got to be fried chicken wings, buffalo wings, whatever you want to call it. With some ranch, hell, even blue cheese. I really don't care. I know you got some diehard ranch, diehard blue cheese. I'm good with either. Just give me a good fried wing. You know, with some kick. You know, I don't like it plain. I don't like it scorching hot. You know, somewhere between mild and hot is really where I like it. But that's my go-to. That's my go-to, man. What about you, Mike?
Gotcha. I'm going pizza and wings, yo. I'm going buffalo style. Bone in and bone out wings. I got some picky people in the house, so you know they like the bone out stuff. But you're absolutely right, hot, mild. It's the heat tolerance is where that chicken is just flavorful, right? It just brings out that chicken flavor. So we're having pizza and wings here, and I'm excited, man. The 2020 draft, Mike McCarthy's first draft. You know, the coronavirus first draft. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of intrigue leading up to this because, you know, is it going to be harder for these teams to make trades considering some of the communication restrictions and that kind of thing? I almost feel like we might actually hear some trades, you know, go down before the draft, you know, maybe, you know, as early as tomorrow. I mean, we're already coming up on Wednesday. So I have a feeling, don't be surprised if you start hearing trade rumors really ramp up tomorrow. Maybe some even go through. You know, we're gonna go ahead and just, you know, consummate this trade right now in case we have communications issue. Let's go ahead and just take care of this right now. So I could see that happening, but it will be interesting, Mike. What do you think? What is your gut take on what's going to happen with this first ever 32 team draft online?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I seen the draft press conference done in the exact same format as the NFL draft is, and Jerry Jones made a statement that the video quality, the sound quality has not been an issue. It sounded like someone was roasting marshmallows, and Mike McCarthy looked like a 1992 Madden game. So, those are my issues. I hope they work out the kinks in this. There obviously is secondary options, as me and you talked about a month ago, of how this draft is going to work out. There is backup plans, you know, and Jerry Jones did say that no one's talking over each other during this process of building this board. They don't expect any of that to happen during the NFL draft. So my expectation is, crossing my fingers, they should get all these bugs worked out. They did do a simulation draft. During a trade, Jerry said, and it glitched out then too. So the Dallas Cowboys got to be on their P's and Q's. Jerry Jones did say he has direct access to Mike McCarthy, direct access to Stephen Jones and Will McClay. So if things go bad, they're going to have a four-way conversation and just do it that way. But crossing my fingers, everything should work out.
Yeah, I think that's really where it's at. You know, with anything in technology, if something could go wrong, it will go wrong. So, you know, you would like everything to go smooth as possible, but technology, it can be unpredictable. You know, you don't know what's going on that time of the day, network congestion, and that kind of thing. So I have a feeling we'll see some choppy video, possibly some delayed audio. I think it won't be like high end, you know. It would be nice. It would be really nice if it was, you know, studio quality, but I think that's asking a little much. But nevertheless, I do think that we're going to see record viewership. Fans of sports, they're in need. You know, they're thirsty for anything sports. The horse crap that the NBA did didn't cut it. It was a complete disaster. God bless them. They tried. They did view it. But, you know, it's horse. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. The WNBA, interesting enough, had their draft, and by maybe not so much a surprise, their viewership was pretty heavy. In fact, it was record-setting for the WNBA.
Wow. So,
interesting little tidbit there. I mean, we're talking about WNBA. You know, so what is the NFL going to... I think the NFL is going to crush it, bro. I think that these numbers... Will the internet break? It's a legitimate question. You know, people, you know, whether they're watching it live on network TV, ABC is going to simulcast it. But if people are, you know, viewing it through streaming services, which a lot of people are doing nowadays to save money, how will that factor into network congestion? It's very interesting to me. I'm ready to see what happens here. I'm ready, man. I am so ready for this draft.
Well, I'll go back to my tip I gave you guys about 4 weeks ago. If you didn't hear it, I'll say it again. So if you have unlimited data, connect your phone to your Wi-Fi modem, regardless of unlimited data or not. People are going to be on those towers. Those towers work like Wi-Fi modems. So if everybody's streaming via unlimited data, your cell phone reception is going to be bogged down. So if you got a Wi-Fi modem, connect to it. Reset your Wi-Fi modem by unplugging it for 30 seconds and plug it back in just to get that thing refreshed. If there's any cache in there, get that thing cleaned out so your Wi-Fi modem is free of any of that. Keep your kids' tablets down during this thing, and you shouldn't have any negative experiences if you do those technical difficulties.
Yeah, great tip there, Mike. You know, and then I think a lot of Americans right now, if they're like us, you know, you're kind of holed up working from home. A lot of people are connected to your network at home. Yeah, like you just said, the kids are on there, you know, streaming YouTube, their videos, they're streaming video games. People are working, uploading, downloading large files. So, yeah, man, great tip. Try to keep everybody off if you want to have the most enjoyable experience. Have everybody chill for a little bit.
Say, this is my time. I haven't had any sports in 3 months. Let me be.
Yes, exactly.
Take them outside. It'll start getting dark till about 9. Take them outside. Let them do some yard work during the 3-hour day one draft.
There we go. There we go, Mike. But there we go, guys. That's our final mock draft of the season. Lots of interesting prospects, interesting trade scenarios in this one. And we will be back this week. Mike and I are gonna touch back after in the evening, after the round completes, to discuss the prospect and previewing the following day. So make sure you check back with the Frisco Report every day this week. It's going to be
every
fun.
Day.
You got anything else, Mike, before we cut out here?
Hey, guys, have fun. Drop in the comment section, wherever platform you're watching this on. Let me know what you're eating. And I might change my pizza and wings. Maybe it's something you might be eating. So let me know what you guys are eating in the comment section below. Go Cowboys. Let's get this draft.
And let's not forget, where can they find you at, Mike?
Dallas Cowboy Football News on YouTube and on Facebook. DCF News 1 on Twitter, guys. Give me a follow. Give me a mention. Give me a DM on any of those platforms. I will definitely reply to you. I'll follow you back. That's just where it's at.
That's where it's at, baby. Go, you guys make sure you hit up Mike if you haven't already. Dallas Cowboy Football News, the best co-host ever. You can find me also on YouTube, Cowboys Blog, all right? And then at CowboysBlog.net on Twitter and Instagram. But from Mike and myself, thanks for checking out the podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Hit us up on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and anywhere you get your podcast, Podbean as well. But that's all we have right now, guys. We'll catch you for the next show. Peace, everybody.
Peace.